to Chinee TV. Inspiring people across the planet to be a little kinder and a little more gentle with each other. Delivering inspirational TV, one story at a time, from my lounge to yours. I'm your host, Tony Lontis.
And hello, everyone, and welcome back to Radio Tony Everyday Business. We are crossing all over the world today. So here in Australia, it's early morning. And for Don in San Fran, it's the middle of the day. And crossing live to the UK, where I am talking to an amazing young woman and her gorgeous mum, all the way in London. And before we do that, just a reminder, Radio Tony Everyday Business is on live streaming on LinkedIn, Facebook and YouTube, and the podcasts are available afterwards on all my socials. If you want to connect with Radio Tony, don't forget we have our own Facebook page, Radio Tony, and you can also connect with me on the website radiotony.com. Now, this young lady that I'm talking to this morning and her gorgeous mum has been an inspiration for me when I've been reading about all the things that she's accomplished at the glorious age of 14. Now, when we were planning this interview, we had to make sure that it was outside it was at a reasonable hour, number one, and that we had to try and get it in before Vanessa went back to school. So, good morning, Vanessa, and hello, Veronica.
Hi, good morning to Australia.
Very early good morning.
It is. So what I'm most interested in, Veronica, first up, is how old was Vanessa when she decided to become a public figure?
So she was about 9 years old when she asked me, can I become a speaker? Can I speak and motivate people and have all the social media? Wasn't it about 9 years old? We attended like a little seminar where it was parents and some entrepreneurial children. And then Vanessa, I think, took shine to it. And she asked me, she's like, can I go on YouTube and can I have social media? Only 9 years old. So we kind of started from there and we never stopped.
And how did you feel about that, Veronica? Were you okay with that?
Yeah, I was, because I kind of started my personal development journey as well. And I was kind of open to things, to obviously 21st century children, what they're doing now. So I was quite open, but I was still kind of finding a guidance from other parents or other people who are already on social media. So it wasn't just Vanessa, 9 years old, setting up all her socials when you're not allowed to be on the social media at a certain age. But I was always there with her. So we were, and until now, we're still doing it together. I'm always behind the scenes as well.
That's awesome. Now, Miss Vanessa, what's the journey been like since you were 9 until now? Are you having fun?
Yes, I am having fun. I think anything like in the speaking industry, I obviously am passionate about it and I love it. So I am always having fun. It doesn't feel like a job to me, whatever people want to classify that as. But I think it's been a very crazy roller coaster for the both of us, because it's been a journey for not only just us as a mum and a daughter, but also as a team, learning how things work in industries. And it's really difficult, to be the most honest. And I mean, regarding like the talk show as well, this is like a really big moment and highlight for us, because it almost just shows all of our hard work and all of our time being spent, and that's finally paid off almost. So I think this journey has been very memorable, and it's taught us a lot of important things.
Yeah, because there's so much to learn. Because, you know, I've been on a similar journey with social media, and each of the platforms is different. How you connect with people on each of the platforms is different. And it's a big world out there. There's a lot of people on the internet. So how do you go about standing out? I mean, obviously, you're a gorgeous young woman. What do you think makes inspiring Vanessa different from other 14-year-olds?
I think I wouldn't really say, well, I am different to other 14-year-olds. That is very, very true. But I still not the same mindset, but I still do act like an ordinary teenager. But I would say what makes me stand out, I think me starting off at just at a really young age and being a speaker and having more confidence than most adults would is definitely what made me stand out, yeah. I think. So although my age disadvantage at different points in our journey, it also was a big advantage for us, because I don't think I would have been noticed if I was doing the same thing when I was in my 20s or in my 40s, for example. Yeah. So I think it's definitely that made me stand out more. Otherwise, me being 14 now, or just turned 14 and being a teenager, sometimes my mum knows this very, very well, that I just want to sleep. I just want to watch. although I do have a more mature mindset, I can still be immature or be an ordinary at the same time.
Yeah, yeah. Vanessa, what do you think that your friends think about what you do?
I think my friends are very, very supportive. A few of them like comment on my YouTube videos. They like have their notifications on. I think my friends, and she was on her phone, and then she got a notification that one of my YouTube videos came up, and it was like, oh my god, look at this, I'm playing my video in front of me. So I think they are very, very supportive, and I'm very grateful that I do surround myself with people who do support you and who do accept it. But I'm talking about people from school, because if it's people outside of school, they're from the industry. So when one of us is stressed because we have a lot of work, then we can help each other. We also relate to each other, so I don't need to worry about being accepted by one of my friends who does speaking as well. It's in the mainstream media, so I think that's the kind of thoughts I have on my friendships inside and outside of school.
Yeah, this one's for Veronica. Do you feel that she's relatively protected and safe? Because Vanessa's obviously an intelligent young woman. Do you worry about her safety and making sure that she's surrounded by that supportive, connected friend base?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think she is supportive, because, especially on social media, because I'm running it with her, we always talk about things. Like, you know, now on Instagram, when you get requests and you get things in the inbox in general, so I always don't look in the requests. I will have a look like once a day, once a week and stuff, and we go through it together. And if there are any, you know, I mean, she doesn't really get hate, like, you know, a lot of popular children or YouTubers or famous people do get a lot of hate, which Vanessa, because I think even though, you know, the name comes into it, you know, so she's a motivational speaker. She's there to support people.
Yes.
Inspire other people. So she doesn't really get that much hate, like little silly comments, but these ones are more children who are trying to reach her, don't know how. And then if she responds, then they're like, oh my God, you replied. So kill them with kindness. We always say that. So I was like, sometimes I do say like, just leave that person. Don't reply. And then second later, I look and Vanessa is typing, you know, a whole. And then they appreciate it. And then you kind of take the steps, because like you've done a video as well about bullying and haters and stuff like that. Actually, those people who are hurting themselves and they don't know how to approach you. So you know, so we always say, you know, approach them with kindness, and if they don't respond, then, you know, there's nothing we can do. It's not about us. It's mm-hmm. it's their, yeah. you know, their problem, and they need to obviously work on it. So we're lucky yeah. that yeah. hate, I would
no,
say.
No, I think, you know? I wouldn't even say it's like hate, the really, really minor amount of hate we get, it's yeah. more like really ignorant comments. Like,
yes. oh, my yes.
mom's telling me about how I should live my life. Oh, her mum's forcing her, blah, blah, blah. And have you even looked into what I do? Have you watched any of my interviews? Have you seen anything?
Yeah.
So ignorance. Yeah. I do type in a paragraph is to just educate them and tell them, well, actually you are incorrect, but thanks for the views and thanks for commenting and increasing my engagement. So it's a bit of both.
well done. So I want to know, Vanessa, what you speak about in particular. It's motivation you love, but you also speak about inspiration. Is that aimed at people your age or generally young adults or anyone?
I think it's anyone, to be honest. But why I did start speaking in the first place was to inspire and motivate young children. But
yes.
the first few events that I did, we obviously didn't get connections that were like kids' events or workshops. So lots and lots of adults, like sometimes like from 20s to like 50s even. So I think I'm very flexible with the type of audience I speak in front of. It's like if you yep. can inspire anyone, it doesn't matter what age it is. That still makes an yep. impact regardless. But I think my biggest, yep. my main audience is towards young people in terms of mental health yep. or lacking confidence or self-love. That's why I speak on the things I talk about, to educate and inspire young people specifically.
Yes. So, Vanessa, it's been a particularly tough year for you guys, particularly teenagers. How are you going with all of that?
In terms of the pandemic?
Yes, sorry, in terms of the pandemic. How's that made you feel?
I think it was a little bit confusing at first and very stressful, because having yeah. to transition without any like guidance from going to yeah. Going to school and then being almost homeschooled basically. So because we didn't yeah. have lessons on how to focus on our mental health or how to just transition without getting super stressed, I think that was the biggest thing for most people. I think that was the biggest thing for me, at least. Yeah. I think my parents definitely suffered a lot during quarantine, because
yes,
it was very hard, because obviously I love connecting with people. I'm a people person. That's why I help people. Yes. So me not being yes. able to, I could FaceTime my friends, it wasn't the same as actually having that one-on-one contact with them. So
yeah,
that's probably what I would say about how teenagers have been dealing with it. Otherwise, I hope that people are getting through it easier. I know that some people may live in households that they don't feel they can open up to their family members. So
yeah,
as long as they have at least one friend that they can talk to, then that's the most important thing. Otherwise, if you ever need someone to talk to, I'm always here. Is that inspiring? Send me a message. I would definitely see it and reply back to you.
I was just going to say, with young people like you around who are open to that level of connection, young people should be able to find someone just to talk to. And if it's not in their family, then pick someone out of their family. And obviously that's why I'm interviewing you today, so that people get to know that there is a wonderful, inspirational, motivational young woman out there ready to talk to people and help them from her perspective about getting through life in what we've never experienced before. So even Mom and I, we've never been through a pandemic before. So if we're struggling, you guys are definitely going to be struggling, and I'm really pleased, fills me with joy to see the both of you working together to show people that there is that support from families and support from others around the world. Now, I know that you're a very busy young lady. How do you juggle the work that you do with school and family and friends?
I think it was always, well, I wouldn't say it was always easy, but in terms of the way I spend my time with family and friends and social media, and trying to be as present as possible, because I don't want them to, the first impression to be of me, oh yeah, she's a YouTuber, so she's definitely not going to be paying attention to any of us. She's just going to be taking one selfie with us and then be on her phone for the rest of the time. I'm not like that. Yeah. I want to be social. I want to be hear what you've done during your day, what you've done for the past month. So especially when we're around our family, when we go back to mum's home country, which is Czech Republic, because they don't really speak English, when I want to vlog, I just kind of vlog what we're doing, but I don't want to be speaking to them or trying to make them speak, because that's my family. I'm not really trying to force something on them if they don't understand it. So I think it's just trying to be respectful and understanding what other people might find offensive a little bit. So regarding like school and speaking, we always got permission from my school to go out for a speak. But it has gotten quite stressful at times if I have to revise for a test, but then I'm thinking about to edit videos, or I need content to come out. So there have been a few moments in my journey where I have felt really stressed out or just really overwhelmed. But thankfully, I have an amazing woman here that has helped me through it, and it's helped me kind of do everything one by one and then being able to complete it afterwards. Yeah.
Because there is that pressure, isn't there, guys, where you're trying to get a message out, and social media is definitely one of the best ways to do that. And there is that pressure to be constantly posting content that's helpful and useful. And I agree, Vanessa, it can get really stressful trying to work out, okay, this has got to go on Instagram, this has got to go on Facebook, this has got to go on LinkedIn, and work and making it all flow together and the content work. So yeah, I get that. I get stressed as well. So I applaud you guys for working through that as well. I'm not sure that people realize, people who are on social media just as a being on social media, I'm not sure that they realize that for those of us that are in the public eye, it takes on more of a work-related persona, that you have to post at on this platform or that platform or certain times. And there is a bit of pressure around that, as well as everything else that you do. Now, I want to talk about your amazing show. Can you tell our listeners all about Inspiring Vanessa, the talk show?
So the Inspiring Vanessa show is a talk show, or is my talk show, which is on Amazon Prime.
Yeah.
And we created the show so we can, that we can provide young people a place that they can be educated and get knowledge on what they want to do in their future, what they want to do now even. Because when my mum's her personal development journey, that allowed me to go to the events with her. But most parents don't even or think positively, which is making a negative influence on their kids. So I know that not every kid go to those different workshops and grow their confidence or grow their self-love. So I was like, how can I create a place where young people can tune in and learn the same things I learned for the past 4 years and carry on learning in the future? That's why we bring these inspirational people for interviews, ask them about their journey, their most important lessons, and the most important is to talk about topics that are really relevant and extremely crucial, so we can also educate the younger generation, because we need some change makers. So it's good that they get to educate themselves as well as inspire other people to do the same.
Vanessa, I really wish that some of the self-development stuff that I've learned in my 50s was taught to young people, particularly young women, in their teenage years. I wish someone had talked to me about self-esteem, self-love and self-care when I was 14 years old, because it would have been so helpful to know that stuff back then versus now. Do you think that your generation has better access to that knowledge? I mean, the things that keep your mental health healthy. Do you think that that's improving for you?
It really does depend, because unless someone mentions you, oh, follow the right people on Instagram so you have a positive feed. If someone doesn't tell that to you, you're going to continue having a feed that, like, lowers your self-esteem, for example. If your parents aren't thinking positively, then you're not going to think positively. So at least one person needs to mention it or has to have some kind of influence, whether it's major or minor, on you that is going to make you think differently or change one decision that will create a ripple effect of good decisions and effective ones. So I think it really does depend. But in terms of schools, I don't think we have the best access to positivity or self-love or empowering each other and not bringing each other down. I don't think we have that. We should definitely do more. We always have assemblies about different things. Want to learn about, they happened 15 years ago. I know history is important, we can learn about those things or remember those things, but if it's other things that they don't know what to talk about, we're literally asking for you, we're giving it to you on a silver platter. So I think for school educational system in general, we definitely need some more mental health systems or just places that we can speak up and speak to others when people may not feel allowed to speak to other people. So I wouldn't say it's the easiest find unless someone tells you or mentions it to you.
I from my perspective as an adult, there's lots of self-development out there, particularly in terms of things like mindset. I agree with you, Vanessa. I think that teenagers in particular should have lessons in mindset, that you have the power within yourself to create whatever life that you want. And I agree. I'm not sure that we are talking about that enough. So I'm really inspired by the fact that you are starting that early and that you're trying to get that out to your generation and age group, because it's so, so important. Mindset has the power to change your life. And the more we talk about it, the more people are going to get that it's important and that you have that capacity to do. So your show is on Amazon Prime, and is there a particular day of the week that it runs, Vanessa?
No, because due to COVID, it was very hard for us to kind of get guests or try to prepare the interview. There are currently 3 interviews up on there. So every time a new episode comes out, they come out in 3 lots. So you'll see 3 interviews to watch, and then we'll probably post on social media when the next 3 episodes will come out. So it's not like it comes every single week, because obviously it's very hard to do, because we can't be getting guests every single second. We don't have a whole production team yet. So we'll always be posting about it on social media to let people know when it will come out.
Well done to you. Now, you talked to me earlier about your speaking gigs. And so I was wondering, what's the biggest audience that you've ever spoken to, and what was your topic?
The biggest audience I've spoken in front of has been over 2,000 people. But it was a 1-minute speech at a TEDx talk. A 20-minute one, but I love to do like a proper presentation at TEDx or do a TED talk myself. That's a very big dream of achievement that I want to accomplish. They were giving first come first serve, people who want to go and speak on stage. So I spoke about the mask of perfection and how social actually feeds into this constant fake idea of perfection and what that should look like and unreal beauty standards. I don't know why I exactly spoke about it, because I'm not the type of person who speaks about it, but because the theme of the event, that's the first thing that kind of came into my head. I thought it would be for the audience to see a young person's perspective on that. But I think the biggest audience has been like 1,500 people, and that was in Slovakia.
Yes. So that's near mum's country?
Yes, actually. We flew over there, so we weren't there like quickly going like a Czech to Slovakia, but it used to be Slovakia, but now they are two individual countries. But yeah, they are like right next to each other.
And do you enjoy speaking at different places, or are you more comfortable in Europe?
I don't really mind if, like, it would be a wonderful opportunity to travel anywhere around the world, because that's growing my audience and also helping someone who may not be able to see my content or hear my speaking gigs.
Yes.
So I haven't really spoken in Europe that many times. It's definitely something that I'd love to do, because, I mean, I am half European myself, so it would be really fun to go that and have a little trip or just speak around at different events in different places in Europe. Anywhere around the world where people would be willing to listen to what I have to say is already a wonderful chance to do.
Yeah. Vanessa, who do you look up to? Who are your female and male heroes? Who inspires you?
Definitely my mum is one of my biggest heroes, one of my biggest idols, just because she's my mum and she has supported me. She is my mumager, so she does help me keep in track, and she just supports me so much, more than I could ever have asked for. So definitely my mum is my biggest role model or my biggest hero, the person who I look up to. But I also love Zendaya. She's an amazing, talented and genuine person. I've actually had the opportunity to meet her twice. Two of the best days of my life. I got to meet her twice last year. So it was so wonderful to actually see her in real life compared to watching her on a TV series or on movies. Uh-huh. A really amazing chance. And just, it will always be one of my favorite moments in my life. Even when I look on it in like 60 years time. But my male role models would probably have to be Trent Shelton. He is fantastic. Trent Shelton is an amazing... Oh, sorry. Trent Shelton is an amazing... also, Eric Thomas. Very, very powerful. All of his videos are just... like, they hit you right in the heart. And I can't say that about a lot of speakers. Every single video delivers the same amount of energy. Or even more.
Yeah.
After every video he posts. Also, Preston Smiles. So genuine, so down to earth. And I would say Jay Shetty and Prince EA. Jay Shetty, he trained as a monk, I believe. Mm-hmm. And his videos have been out on Facebook. He has a podcast. I just think everything he talks about is just so impactful. And it's really entertaining to listen to, saying that from a young person's point of view. And also Prince EA, I love his motivational videos. I'd love to collaborate with him one day or meet him one day.
Yeah.
I have his videos on my playlist. I can listen to them when I'm feeling down or feeling unmotivated. Those would be my motivational speakers who I look up to, who do happen to obviously be male.
Awesome. Now, the other thing that you've done is you have a couple of books, and I'm curious to know what made you want to write, and if you could tell the listeners about your books and where they can get them.
Yes, of course. So I am an author. I'm an author as well. My first book is actually an audio book. It's called The 12 Keys to Success. Then my hardback, like proper book, physical book that you can hold yes. and the pages, is my yep. book, my public speaking book, which is called The 5 Secrets to Public Speaking Success. And then the third yes. one, Matt's book of quotes. Those books are available on my website, which is www.inspiringvanessa.com.
Fantastic. Well done. Such an amazing accomplishment for a young woman of 14 to have done that. I only got round to writing my first book in my 50s. So well done, Vanessa. So I want to touch on one of the subjects that you're really passionate about and one that's very topical at the moment, and that's Black Lives Matter. So I want to know what the subject means to you and what you would like to see happen in the world in terms of Black Lives Matter.
Yeah, thank you for also bringing this up.
good visitor.
Who's also part of our team. She did occasionally come up. But in terms of Black Lives Matter, because I am biracial and because my dad is black,
yes.
it was almost a responsibility for me, because I have a platform, for me to speak about things and educate the people who do look on my stories and who do like my posts and see them or watch my YouTube. Yes. So I didn't actually watch the death of George Floyd, which basically sparked Black Lives Matter the most, I believe, this year, especially yes. during the pandemic. And that's why we went to 2 protests. One of them was the first
yep. one.
Both the first protests I've ever been to. One of yes. them was, one of them was massive. There were tens of thousands of people, and no words can describe the way it felt. Mm. Like, tears just come to your eyes because it's so empowering. Although we shouldn't be fighting for this,
no.
Black rights should already be a thing. People always say, "All lives matter," in response to Black Lives Matter. No one said that all lives didn't matter. We're just saying that Black Lives Matter too. Obviously, Black lives have always mattered, and they always will. But to society and to the system, they don't. And that's yep. why I'm trying to make a change.
Agreed.
Those are the simplest way I can say my thoughts on this, because otherwise I could be going on and on and on about this. But I'm trying my best to post petitions. If something comes up on TikTok or my For You page, I find a petition to it, post it on my Instagram story. I've got highlights on my Instagram as well. So I'm just trying to do my best and trying to show other people that you should be doing this also. And that...
Absolutely.
So what I really want to see is justice being served for every single yes. person whose life has been taken away. Because someone shouldn't have to walk around for the rest of their life because the colour of their skin is seen as a threat.
Yep.
Officers have the choice to be a police officer, but black people do not have the choice to be black. That's permanently with them for the rest of their life. So
yep.
I definitely say that is what I think, and that justice does need to be served. And just to educate yourself on this matter and on this subject.
Yes.
But that's probably what I would say about it the most. I'm glad that my school was kind of asking us about our thoughts about it as young people also. So that was actually yeah. relieving to see, and not they were just going to ignore it and carry on with our normal tasks. But I've been trying to help, not even help, but just encourage other people to do the same.
Yeah. And things won't change until we see all humans as equal. And it's never about the colour of their skin. So this one's probably for Veronica. As the mother of a biracial child, how has how's that impacted on you? In the UK, do you see the same racial tensions as we're seeing played out in the US?
To be honest, I don't really know, but I think US yeah. is stronger than UK mm-hmm. because first of all, we don't watch news and we don't watch the TV yeah. for number of years.
It feeds you a lot of negativity.
Exactly. So I'm not kind of be, you know, fed into that. So I can't really speak about that much. But I think in US, it's much more than in UK. Yes.
Not brutal, but there are still people being killed by our police department here in the UK as well.
But also,
yeah,
I could, like, because of all these things happening and Vanessa being biracial, so when people are saying, oh, you're going to the protests and things like that, so it doesn't really matter because I'm white and she's biracial. A lot of my white friends who have whole families are white, they're supporting Black Lives. And they've been, Madonna was round near us somewhere. There's so many people who were supporting, you know, who were supporting that movement and went to those protests and things like that.
Yes.
I was a little bit, because obviously all the pandemic stuff and all of these things, like suddenly thousands and thousands of people are gathering in London and, been fine. It, you know, obviously you couldn't maintain social distancing and all of these things.
That's but right.
Nothing came out of it, like in the way, like in the bad way people were expecting. You know, it was only positive.
Peaceful.
It was peaceful. You know, nobody was fighting. Even the police actually were there supporting the protests and things like that. So, you know, I can't really speak because we never really came across like racism as per se, you know,
as maybe my Black friends would describe racism, they've experienced even once, but many times from an extremely young age. And also, I think for anyone, especially here in London, because you see so much of people posting on social media, there were a bunch of riots. The police officers in the USA were tear gassing the peaceful protesters. So I think you're going to be a little bit scared, but you're still going to go because you still want to fight for this. So I think that was a little bit scary, or not, I wouldn't say skeptical is the word, but just a little bit scared, or
you just don't know
what to
expect.
Just being a little bit confused about what could happen.
So Vanessa, you've not actually experienced any of that racial vilification, but you've got friends who've had trouble?
I mean, I have friends from all around the world through social media.
Yes.
And where people have shared moments. Like one of our amazing friends, Lexi, she's the founder of Jesus, a hair products brand. And she was telling me that what kind of sparked her business idea, she went to Disneyland and she was in a queue to get some kind of sweet treat, and the person who was behind the till told her to go to the back of the line, like they did as slaves. The person mentions slave trade, like go to the back of the line or don't go into the line, something along those lines. I can't remember it for sure. But when I heard her, when I was interviewing her, my mouth completely dropped. In Disneyland, the happiest place on earth, that's going to be one of the worst days that you've ever had. So, I'm grateful that I haven't received extreme racism or discrimination. But obviously, you can see by my complexion, I'm not white passing. So I still do have little moments, or people have little moments when they kind of, it's a bit of a backhanded compliment. Like, you're a little bit like, she doesn't really look like you. But it's okay because you're mixed. Like, so it's not racist. I'm not being racist, obviously. It's like, you are half white and I'm white. So me talking about your mum and us not looking alike isn't racist or discriminatory. But actually, it's extremely offensive because I know she's my mum. So it's just different things like that are rude, but
and not okay.
Experiences people have had, definitely not okay.
I actually do think you look like your mum, by the way. I do. I'm really happy to hear that you haven't had you haven't suffered from those sorts of racial comments. But agreed, I just. It actually hurts my soul to think that another human being would even think of telling someone to go to the back of the line because of the color of their skin. I don't understand that. And I certainly don't agree with it. And I just think that that has no part in humanity today. I don't think that we should treat anyone any differently, whether it's skin color or where you come from or where you live. We should all be treated as equal. And I'm really glad that even though it's been COVID, we've had Black Lives Matter highlighted across the world in such powerful movements. And I'm really hoping that Vanessa's generation will not experience or not see the level of racial tensions that we've seen. I have a lot of faith in Vanessa's generation in changing the world in so many ways. And I've talked to a number of young people. So Vanessa's obviously the youngest, but I've also spoken to 17-year-old CEOs, and it's the young generation that are inspiring me, and I'm hoping they will inspire the change that the world needs to see. So well done, Vanessa. Now, in terms of going to the Black Lives protests, did you ever feel unsafe physically? I'm not talking about in terms of the pandemic. I'm talking about, you know, your physical, you felt safe police, I mean.
I think at first I was a little bit hesitant because they were like walking around. Yes. So I was like, why are they? I obviously we know they have to be there, but it's just like, why are they kind of there? Yeah. Or like, what could they do, or what could happen if someone makes a mistake? They see that as a violation or something like that. So I think I was a little bit hesitant, but otherwise I felt completely safe. Just good. Being a one, just like, you just feel safe automatically. Whether there was a pandemic or not, it's just, it just get a really warm feeling in your stomach. Like you're just around people you don't even know, but they are your family because you all believe in the same thing and you all are fighting for the same thing. So I definitely felt very safe.
Yeah. Now, I know that you wrote a wonderful little poem, and I'm wondering if you could read it for us this morning.
Okay. I've got it over here. Actually, quite long.
That's okay. I thought it was important.
Thank you. There is only one race, the human race. So why is this corrupt system still out of place? We all bleed, feel, and love the same. So why is it every week we hear a different person's black name? Oh, sorry, that is wrong, sorry. We all bleed, feel, and love
That's
the same.
Okay.
So why is it every week we hear a different black person's name? We have all been living in air that's congested, and yet no one has taken action towards the rights that have been requested. Derek Chauvin, a white police officer, pressed his knee to Floyd's neck for almost 9 minutes. Even after they checked his pulse, he still continued to wash away George's spirits. The outrage and utter lack of respect, the cop couldn't have cared less. As I switch on my phone, I wonder how this world had gotten into such a mess. What if it were the other way around? Black privilege was crime and the whites would be thrown on the ground. George Floyd said, "I can't breathe," 12 times. And still these cops get away with these inhuman crimes. How many black innocent people have to die just for a few ignorant people to finally clear their vision? This fight for change will bring us closer, not cause division. How can you not see that the officers who kill one in millions are this world's real villains? Together we can remove this racist pollution and turn this decade into a revolution. We will say their names and give them the justice they deserve, because as we create change, they'll be able to sit back and observe. I don't care what your race, religion, or sexual orientation is. There isn't any valid reason to not speak up. Those who were killed never had the pleasure of a heads up. You can still breathe. You woke up this morning. Never take advantage of that, because families of victims still continue mourning. There is no excuse for growing up in a racist household. If you are old enough to know what is wrong and what is right, you are either against us or going to help us win this fight. If you're an individual that talks and speaks on All Lives Matter, then you are the very reason that we will see this nation shatter. In 1968, the Civil Rights Act movement was passed, meaning no discrimination based on race, colour, religion, sex, or national origin. So why is that 52 years later, we are still fighting for something that should be forbidden? There shouldn't have to be protests to get rights for the black community. It shouldn't be something to fight for. It should already be there. Black people shouldn't have to feel in danger depending on what they hold or what they say and where. The end of racism starts with you. Your voice could make someone change their view. The end begins with not being scared to call out a person who entertains discrimination. Become the person who puts an end to this extreme anger and frustration. 2020 is a decade of change, not outrage. 2020 is a decade of justice, not corruptness. 2020 is a decade of a revolution, not an execution. 2020 is a decade of Black lives cheering, not fearing. 2020 is not the end of the world, but the beginning of a new one.
Beautiful. Well done. Thank you for reading that. I thought that it was important to share your thoughts from your perspective. Powerful writing, Vanessa. Oh, Dallin, that's beautiful. Now, we're almost running out of time, but I really want to know what your vision of the future looks like.
I see myself pursuing a career in TV presenting. I'd love to be a TV presenter or a media correspondent and just interviewing people, speaking to people.
Yes.
Have a positive influence on others. I definitely see myself continuing doing public speaking, because that will allow me to speak all around the world, and I would love to travel all around the world and explore different places.
Absolutely.
Also, when I'm older. So,
yeah.
Those are the biggest things that I would like to achieve when I do get older, or when I'm meant to have an actual job.
The thing is, Vanessa, that you will be able to drive your career the way that you want it, that you and your generation will be able to derive an income from speaking and empowering, doing workshops, doing TV shows. You will be able to create that dream for yourself, and you're well underway in doing that. So this, how many more years of high school have you got? Three or four more years high school?
It's four, yeah.
It's four, yeah. So you, do you think as you get more popular, and I absolutely believe that you will be more in demand, do you see being able to manage school and life becoming harder, or do you think you've learned now that you'll be able to incorporate it as part of your life?
I think I will be able to incorporate it, because when I have my dream job, I won't have to surround my work around my job. Yep. The job will surround itself around me. So yes. I don't have to feel stressed. I'll have a team that will allow me to breathe, and we can all work efficiently, and it's not just the both of us who are kind of like, okay, let's get to this event, let's make sure this is good, be out this Friday. When I get older, trust me, I will get to that point where I won't have to stress it. I won't have to make change my background for something for me to change. That thing will have to surround itself around me. And I don't think I will be stressed when I'm older, because I know where I'm going. So I know I'm going to be sustainable in the future. I don't know exactly what age, but I know I will be sustainable in the future.
And you'll still have mum there by your side as well, hey?
Mum nagging her. And keeping her, you know, the schedule, you know, so not procrastinating, yes, and stuff. Keeping the schedule sorted, yeah. So 8 o'clock you've got interviews, and Fridays you've got videos and things like that. Yes. So then also have time with her friends and time for school, of course.
Veronica, do you think that that's part of keeping things manageable, is to have that schedule around what's happening when?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. We've got list of, like, to-do lists, yes, and schedules, yep, and written everywhere. And, you know, there's been times when you double book and you realise, like, oh, what interview?
I can't cut myself in half for this one.
Yeah, but most of the time, I think that probably happened maybe once, but 99%, we're very organized. We always on time. We know when.
Correction, you're very organized.
I'm very fine.
I just.
Well, you know, Vanessa, you're still a teenager, so that propensity to want to sleep is going to hang around for a little while yet, and that's okay. That's what teenagers need to do. They need to eat and sleep and have time with friends. Mm-hmm. Now, before we completely run out of time, can you tell me one thing that has been pivotal in your life in helping you achieve your dreams so far? Is there one thing? Is it a positive attitude? Is it a wonderful mindset? Is it continual learning? Is there one thing that keeps you on track doing what Vanessa does?
I think it's at least trying to impact one person each day.
Yeah.
That is the minimum amount, at least one person, because it doesn't matter whether the impact you're making is a million people or 10 people. You're still making an impact, and you never know how far that will go. So
absolutely.
I'm trying to make an impact on at least one person every day, especially when I'm kind of feeling down, or I don't want to edit, or I don't want to record. I'm like, if this video doesn't come out on whichever day of the week, then this video might not come up on someone's recommended, and then they won't get this information. So in a way, I give things like that. And where does this go? Even if it doesn't go that way, at least I know that someone's going to watch it and be entertained or laugh or put a smile on their face, or just kind of not think about everything that's going on in the world and just have a moment to breathe. So I definitely say just at least impact on someone a day.
Well done. Well, my beautiful, inspiring Vanessa, it has been an absolute delight to have you on the show with me today. Thank you, Veronica, for helping organize, and thank you for coming on the show with her. So we are completely out of time. It is an absolute pleasure to have you on the show, Vanessa. Thank you so much. And for our listeners, if you want to find Vanessa, it's inspiringvanessa.com. And this wonderful young lady will be a powerhouse of our future, and I'll certainly be watching and cheering from the sidelines. So that, my wonderful friends, is Radio Tony Everyday Business for today. Thank you, Veronica and Vanessa from the UK, and we will have more from Radio Tony again later today. Thanks, guys, and have a wonderful day. Thank you for watching and listening to Tony TV. For more inspirational stories, join us next week. Bye for now.